From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It used to be video game designers learned their trade from other designers. That created a gaming monoculture and gave much of the industry a stale air. Well, for the last 5 or 10 years, universities have been offering degree programs in video game design, and now their graduates are working their way into the system. Heather Chaplin introduces us to two such graduates from the University of Southern California who are bringing a little fresh air to the gaming business.
Kelly Santiago grew up on Nintendo.
I'd always played video games. I hadn't thought about making them up until that point.
She was doing experimental theater in New York before she enrolled at USC.
And then it was when I took the first game studies class we had, taught by Tracy Fullerton, that really opened my eyes up to, in a way, how video games were sort of the new interactive theater.
Genova Chan was supposed to study computer science. He'd made games as a hobby when he was a teenager, but by the time he got to USC, he was disenchanted with them.
Even though we grew up with game at the same time, the gamers are actually outgrowing the games. Very few game has achieved those qualities that would be interesting to an adult.
The experimental theater girl from Richmond, Virginia, and the computer programmer from Shanghai, China, could only have met at USC's Interactive Media Division. Their first game together was Cloud. It's about a little boy who imagines flying out his hospital room window and into the sky, where he makes shapes out of the clouds, moving white clouds over dark ones to keep the sky from raining.
And you start kind of getting the picture, I've got to kind of, fly around and move this stuff to make the world a better place.
John Height of Sony stumbled across Cloud at a student showcase while scouting games for the PlayStation 3.
I thought, we need something like that. That's different.
Height's been in the video game business for more than 20 years, and he knew he'd stumbled on something special. The PlayStation 3 boasts games like Killzone 2, Street Fighter 4, and Resident Evil 5. Chen and Santiago were making something totally different. It didn't make his heart race. It made him feel relaxed.
One of the marketing people asked me, so what genre is it? And I said, completely straight-faced, I said, it's Zen. And they kind of looked at me, I said, Z-E-N, Zen. And they said, Zen? What the heck is Zen? I said, it's a new category.
Zen games certainly weren't the selling point for the PlayStation. Height immediately got on the horn with Santiago and Chen's USC professor, Tracy Fullerton.
So I called up Tracy, I said, hey, what the hell, Tracy? You have these students that did this really cool prototype and you never told me. And she goes, I kept meaning to, get you in.
By graduation day, Santiago and Chen had formed that game company and had a deal with Sony Santa Monica. Their first game out of school is Flower. You play as a stream of petals on the wind. You soar past flowers that burst into bloom when you go by and navigate around a landscape of fallen electrical towers. The game is beautiful and evocative, at times serene, at times unsettling. The game was inspired by Chen's reaction to Southern California after growing up in the dense cityscape of Shanghai.
Having the flower game, it should feel like you have a backyard, a virtual backyard that leads you to the nature, even though you're living in a forest of skyscrapers.
Flower, we think of as a video game version of a poem. And by that, we mean that it presents ideas to the player, but it also asks the player to bring their own experiences to the table as well.
Kelly Santiago and Genova Chan are bringing something into the industry it hasn't had before. They're part of a wave that have come out of an academic program instead of working their way up in a game company.
And really the challenge when we started the game programs was to create the next generation of creative leaders.
That's Tracy Fullerton, Santiago and Chan's professor and mentor. According to Fullerton, the program's graduates had precious time to study the creative process, learn how to collaborate, and to experiment. She says there are some things the commercial industry just can't provide.
The one thing that they're not free to do, now that commercial games cost so much to make and they take so long to make, they're not free to take risks, right? So they're not free to, say, ask a question like, what if we made a game just about an emotion, right?
But with a new generation entering the industry that has been trained to ask such questions, big changes are sure to come. Programs like USC mean more people with diverse backgrounds and diverse inspirations making more diverse kinds of games. Kelly Santiago and Genova Chan are just the beginning. For NPR News, I'm Heather Chaplin.